Hello, everybody. This is Pastor Scott, and I'm just here with our first podcast, and I'm excited about what God is doing. And what we're going to do is we're just going to take the Sunday sermon and try to break it down a little bit so that everyone can, through the week, just use it as a Bible study tool, and maybe we can all grow together as we look at the Word of God. This last Sunday, we talked about love. Jesus said to his disciples in John chapter 13, verse number 34, he said, "A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another." So this commandment of the Lord is something that we need to really put on the forefront of our mind as it comes to loving our brothers and sisters in Christ. And he went on to say in verse number 35, he said that by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples. So in order for us to be the witness that God's called us to be, we have to first learn how to love one another. And it's a very difficult thing to do sometimes, but it is a necessity in the life of a Christian to show forth and display love, forgiveness, kindness, and those wonderful attributes of Christ. So as a commandment, it is something that had to be commanded, first of all, because if it were easy, he would not have had to say, "This is a commandment I give unto you." So as you go through your week this week, just remember that God is expecting us to love one another just as he loved us and loves us. Continue to keep this on the forefront of your mind this week, that God's commanded us to love our brethren. Another aspect that we did not really get into this last week during our sermon because of time restraints, but the Bible talks about loving the lost and seeking out those that are in need of the gospel message and of the love of Christ. Jesus said that he came for the lost. That's why he came. He came not for those who were doing well, not those that were religious and had all they thought that they needed, but Jesus came for those that were lost and those that were undone. So in Luke chapter number 15, verse number 8, he said, "Either what woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, doth not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she find it. And when she hath found it, she calleth her friends and her neighbors together, saying, Rejoice with me, for I have found the piece which I had lost. Likewise," Jesus says, "I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth." Now, we are called to be the light of the world, and we are called to be a witness to this world. So we've got to light it up, because there are people that are lost. There are sinners that heaven is waiting to rejoice over that need to be found. And the only way that we can find them is to light it up. Just light this world up around us. As you go through your week this week, light your world up with the love of Christ. It is such a blessing to see someone who is in love with Jesus and who knows that Jesus is in love with them. And as they go through their day, they light up their path. So I just encourage you to light the candle for the lost this week. As you go through your week, just think about the goodness of God in your life. Think about the love that the Lord has given unto you. Just begin to get those things out of the way that need to be gotten out of the way so that somebody can see Christ in you and us, so that we can represent a clean house as we look for those sinners. Sometimes we got to get stuff out of our way to find those precious gifts. If there's too much stuff in the house, if there's too much stuff going on, then the valuable things that are valuable to the Lord sometimes are swept underneath the carpet or left in the corner where they are alone or where they are, well, where they are lost. And as children of God, we've got to get stuff out of the way. If religious actions or religious thoughts are clouding the mind and the witness of those who need to know Jesus Christ and the love of Jesus Christ, then we need to get those things cleaned out of our life and get back on track. So just think about how heaven rejoices over one sinner. Think about that one that was lost but is found, that heaven throws a party for when they come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and they repent of their sin. But I'm going to tell you something, that if we keep stuff in the way, then I believe that we will be held accountable as poor housekeepers, I guess, for lack of a better term, to stay in context of how Jesus described this message. We'll be held accountable for the lack of cleaning house and keeping a tidy witness unto those that are around us. So sweep out those corners. Make sure that the love of Christ is and has invaded every part of your life so that others around you will be able to see the love of God. And when you do this, when we light it up, when we clean the house, and when we start to seek after those valuable, precious commodities of those souls that God has waiting in the wings, that has just been hidden away from everyone's sight, that is when the power of God begins to take place in our world, right in front of our eyes. When we begin to light up this world around us with the love of Christ, when we get stuff out of the way, and when we start seeking after those that need to be found. And I tell you what, it's going to take some humility. It's going to take us putting ourselves aside, putting ourselves on the back burner a little bit, so that when time comes, we can be humble enough to go out to reach those ones that are lost. Another thing that we need to really take inventory of is our love waxing cold. Is our love for the things of God and our love for Christ, is it waxing cold? In Matthew chapter number 24, verses 10 through 13, he says, "And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall arise, and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved." My brothers and sisters, this is Christ telling and foretelling the end days of this world. So if there is something that's causing you to feel as if you are cold in your love for the things of God, feel cold as it pertains to your worship and your intimacy with Christ, then we need to really look at that. We need to take an inventory of the temperature of our love and to find the answer, find the remedy for our trouble, for our problems. So I encourage you this week to really take an inventory of that, because we are truly living in the last days. I believe that with all my heart. Many shall be offended. It's a last day prophecy that, you know, many are going to be offended. And we're seeing that all around us. It seems like every time you turn around, somebody else has been offended by something that's going on in our society, or something that's going on even in the church, something people doesn't like, or not their preference, or whatever it would be. So it becomes an offense to them, and it causes a disruption in their love for the things of God. And I just want you to be mindful of that this week, and think about how it is that, you know, your love, and is it waxing cold, or is it okay? And we could all use a good revival of our love. Every one of us can afford to have our love temperature reach its maximum potential and to be on fire for the Lord, because he said he'd rather you be cold or hot than to be lukewarm. He wants you to be fired up. He wants you to be on fire for him. So take an inventory of that. You know, there's all kinds of things going on in the world, betrayal, hatred, division in our society. But there is no division in the love of God. There's absolutely no division in his love. So I want you to just think about that this week and check yourself. Maybe look at, see if you need to get some things out of your way so that others may see the light. Maybe there's an opportunity for you to seek out the lost this week. Take advantage of that. Maybe there's an opportunity for you to step up and begin to refresh your intimacy with the presence of God, and get back into the presence of God with worship and prayer and just your personal time of study. And I just encourage you this week to do that, because the love of many is waxing cold as we speak right now. But there is hope for us, because we have the knowledge, we have the truth of the living God. So walk in the light as he is in the light this week. I pray God's blessing upon you. I pray his face and his favor shine down upon you. God bless you. We love you. Have a wonderful week.